This is Witches, Bitches, and Dead People with intuitive oracle Jamie Hearn. Jamie stirs the cauldron with witches, shamans, healers, psychics, and mediums who bravely share their power and give you insight into what conversations with dead people really look like. It's probably not what you think. Sometimes hilarious, sometimes macabre, and always informative.
Hello, and welcome back to Witches, Bitches, and Dead People. I'm Jamie Hearn. And today we're going to talk about the idea of past life regression versus accessing your Akashic record. There are many practitioners who use a technique called past life regression. It's typically done through hypnosis and can be done in a group setting. Some people do prefer to do it in an individual setting, but I've seen some practitioners do it fairly successfully in a group setting where you return to a past life. I want to quickly touch on the idea of a past life. As we all know, time is not linear. So it's not like you are existing in one incarnation, and when that incarnation stops, then your next incarnation occurs at some point chronologically down the line from that. And then that incarnation concludes and you're again incarnated somewhere chronologically down the line. So it's not like your lifetimes necessarily go in sequential order. It is a far more interwoven, circuitous concept. And it's sometimes difficult to fully understand and wrap our brains around because we're humans. And we're the ones who've created this construct of time. So naturally, it's going to be a challenge for us to unravel that program and that construct that we have floating around in our brains. So when we talk about past lives, it's not like the lifetime you had right before this one concluded sometime prior to whatever year you were born in this incarnation. There is interwoven, overlapping combinations, timelines that are separate and distinct, but cross. Like, it's just more complex than looking at it from a linear perspective. So when we think of accessing a past life, our human brain says, oh, well, it must have occurred prior to the time I was born in this incarnation. But the reality is that we can access another incarnation that has occurred in the future or is currently occurring in the future. I know, right? Mind blown, totally. It can also be in a different reality, a different dimension, different universe, different solar system. There are countless variables at play for us to access the levels of consciousness that we are endeavoring to learn about. When someone decides to have a past life regression, they are often looking to heal a specific trauma. I actually did a past life regression years ago, and it was around the idea of being a lawyer. I always knew I was going to be a lawyer in this incarnation. From the time I was 5 years old and I had zero idea what an attorney did or why I was so driven to become an attorney, I was going to law school. It was determined. And I didn't really know why. It's not like I grew up in a family of attorneys or had any real exposure to attorneys, especially as a child. I'm sure that there was probably some romanticized illusion I had of being an attorney. It was all a lie. It was just a total lie. None of it was true. As I was into my law practice in this incarnation, I was like, what the hell did I do this for? What was the driving factor behind why I wanted to be a lawyer? I did a past life regression with a woman that is, she's a psychic, she's a medium, she's all around a really valuable spiritual resource, in my opinion. I trusted her and I decided that I wanted to do a regression with her. So when we went into the space of my other incarnations, which there's a strong overlap with the Akashic Records and how that could be looked at, I found multiple incarnations where I had been a practicing attorney previously, and some where I had been the brains behind the operation. Like, one was really fascinating. I was born into a family of attorneys, and as a woman, I wasn't able to practice because women weren't allowed to be attorneys in that time and space. My father married me off to this dumb bastard who was an attorney but couldn't get out of his own way. So I orchestrated all of his work. I scripted out his arguments for any litigation. I was the mastermind behind all of his ideas and projects, and anything that required any type of cerebral competence, it fell to me. I was really resentful that he got all of the credit and glory, so to speak, when I was doing all the work. Like, he was a moron. He couldn't get out of his own way unless I told him to. Naturally, as I stepped into the practice of law in this incarnation, some of that residual resentment was still lingering. And I had no idea why, but it was there for sure. There were a bunch of other interesting factors, but that one in particular was a really strong anchor for me to work through the resentment that I had toward the practice of law and the institution of law. That past life regression experience allows me to heal some of the traumas associated with being a woman in this incarnation and the patriarchal constraints that have been created and imposed on me. So it goes far beyond curiosity. There is a distinct reason to dive into other existences and use the information you extract in order to heal. I find a lot of readers and practitioners feed into the curiosity. Yeah, it's cool to know that you were a Cree Indian and you were the medicine woman or the tracker or whatever. All of that's interesting information, but what's the real utility of that? We're on a journey to evolve into our most authentic aligned self in this incarnation. So if we're not able to access that information for the purpose of utilizing, healing, transmuting, and making a fucking difference, then I don't have time to spend just wandering around out of curiosity. And this is actually the reason I don't do a lot of readings anymore, because I was getting a flurry of people who were just like, did I ever live in Egypt? Probably. But like, what's your real question here? We're not here just to have general fodder. I'm here to help you make a difference. And that is what the Akashic Records allow you access to. When you go into the records, you're not just looking for a particular past life experience. And I use the term past life casually, but you're looking for guidance, wisdom, and information that is going to allow you to dissolve some of the blocks, the restrictions, the energies that are no longer serving you in this lifetime, and step into a more authentic version of who you are. That's the secret sauce. That's the magic. Like, we all need downtime. We all need things that entertain us. But we are all here to move forward on the timeline of ascension and step into who we are. I'm not interested in this like dawdling, wasting time. Let's just screw around. In case you guys didn't know, I'm not really that good at small talk. Like events that I have to go to where I have to engage in small talk. Oh boy. I'll never forget one of the holiday parties that my husband's company held. So of course I went with him and they made me sit next to the plant manager because no one liked him. And he knew that I was either going to engage in conversation with the guy and probably intimidate him because I was not interested in small talk, or I was just gonna be straight with him and be like, oh, so you are that dick everybody said you are. Got it. Clear on that. Thanks for not leading anyone on and just being who you are, right? But yeah, you can always rely on me to not be good at small talk and just shoot you totally straight because I'm not interested in beating around the bush or sugarcoating things. Why? What's the utility? I'm here to share a specific piece of information, and if you're not ready or available for it, no problem. No judgment. It is what it is. And if you become ready or available, come back. And if not, great meeting you. And that's one of the most empowering things that I find with the Akashic Records is that the records and the record keepers are not interested in small talk or beating around the bush or doing the dance. They are there to provide guidance, wisdom, and direction. So for anyone who has been interested in learning about the Akashic Records, I would be happy to take you on a journey into the records. I often teach some classes about accessing your records, and there are two steps to learning how to access your records. First is to access your own records, and second is to learn how to access other people's records. A lot of you are probably stepping into that energy without intention and sometimes without knowledge. So if you're receiving downloads of information and you're not really sure where they're from, they could just be from spirit and psychic knowing, or you could be leaning into the energy of the records and receiving that information for a reason. So don't allow curiosity to lessen the impact of the available guidance. Sure, it's cool to know the demographics, but that's not why we're really there. And I wanted to make sure to explain this distinction because I seem to be crossing paths with a lot more people who are asking me if I do past life regressions, and I do not. Like I said, I know there are a lot of people who do them, and some people do them really well with integrity and really good techniques and processes. It's not something that I would want someone who's untrained or not impeccable with their practice meddling in my energy field like that. But there are people who are really good at it. So I'm not dismissing the validity and utility of past life regressions. I am merely explaining that there is a significant difference between past life regressions and the Akashic Records and accessing and utilizing the records. So I wanted to explain that to you guys because depending on what you're seeking, there are different approaches. So if you're aware of or suspect that there is a trauma that may be flowing from another incarnation, a past life regression may be an appropriate method for you. If you are looking for guidance around shifting programs, creating new realities, stepping into a more aligned, authentic, stronger, sovereign version of yourself, the Akashic Records are absolutely an invaluable tool in that space with that intention. So I am going to leave you with that little nugget of wisdom to consider. So if you're curious about learning your Akashic Records, drop me a note, send a message, and we will get you on the list for the next Akashic Records course that we're teaching. That will be coming out in the next couple of months, I'm expecting. It's a super busy time. Of course, everyone's super busy, but we do them online, so then you can participate from wherever you are or whenever works. I don't think I have anything else to ramble about today, but I appreciate you for jumping on and spending a couple of minutes with me learning about past life regressions versus the Akashic Records, what the differences are, and how you can use both of them.
Until next week, peace and badass magic.
Are you wading through the endless online noise only to be met with judgment and skepticism about your otherly interests? Enter Rooted in Magic, your haven of curated wisdom and fantastical knowledge. Join our private membership program designed for the magically curious. Visit rootedinmagic.com and start your journey of understanding who you are, why you're here, and where you're going. Embrace the magic within you at rootedinmagic.com.